Mrs. Bridge. He wants to grow grapes there. The problem is the water system in the area is too small to support agricultural irrigation. James wants the regional district to consider expanding the system, but he's frustrated with a lack of response. Well, the TNRD director for the area, Stephen Rice, declined our invitation for an interview, but in a short email, he said only two people have approached him about the water system, and without First Nations at the table, Rice says it's just not going to happen. After that story, we got this call on our talkback line.
Hello, I'm Teresa Wilde from Spencer's Bridge. I'm calling in response to Shelley's interview with James Cohut. I feel the same way about the irrigation situation here as James so eloquently expressed. I was really happy to hear that broadcast. However, when the excerpt from the email from Director Rice was read, I started to feel uncomfortable. Director Rice hasn't shown enough interest in determining the water needs for Spencer's Bridge, specifically for agriculture. He has not shown any kind of interest in determining the number of people who are actually interested in using the old water source for irrigation, for agriculture. There are many of us that grow our food here and fruit and vegetables that would love to be using non-chlorinated water from the falls. But he hasn't conducted a survey or anything actually to find out how many people really want it. Or even to let people know that this is on the table. And as a director of the TNRD, this really is his mandate. So when some people have tried to express to him their concerns, he's actually been rude to them and turned and walked away without responding. So it has been very hard for us to get his attention on this. We also feel there's a lack of trust generally in him because he's in conflict of interest. He has a farm with its own water rights off the river, and he does appear to be in direct competition with James Cohut. So, there's another side to this story. So thanks very much for hearing it. Thanks.
Well, thank you. That is Teresa Wilde of Spence's Bridge responding to a story we told you yesterday about irrigation and the water supply system in the area. Thanks for the call. If you'd like to comment on anything you hear on Daybreak, our talkback line, 1-855-400-CBC1, or you can email us, kamloops@cbc.ca. It's 7:30. It's time for